Colorado Public Radio News and KRCC. I'm Vic Valla. The U.S. Senate is preparing for another impeachment trial. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports the House will send over the articles Monday.
The 100 senators will serve as jurors in the case against former President Donald Trump. Democrat Michael Bennett says Trump's incitement of a riot at the U.S. Capitol recently was an egregious abuse of power. Bennett says Congress must make sure the Republic emerges stronger from this crisis. Quote, as the process moves forward, we need to ensure that we defend our Constitution and reaffirm the rule of law. Democrat John Hickenlooper says no one is above the law and that Trump needs to be held accountable. I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Construction in Colorado Springs set a record last year despite the pandemic. The Gazette reports that permits for new construction on projects totaling $3 billion were issued to build homes, apartments, schools, and offices. Industry experts say the new figures are likely a sign that remodelers and contractors had more than enough work last year, with construction companies deemed essential by the state. And in more Colorado Springs news, United Airlines will resume nonstop flights from the Springs to Los Angeles International Airport in mid-February. The airline suspended service there due to the pandemic. United is also increasing flights between Colorado Springs and Denver to six a day. And starting in March, Southwest Airlines will offer daily flights from Colorado Springs to five different cities, including Denver. And the Denver Nuggets won their third straight game last night. They beat Phoenix. You're listening to CPR News.